Hey, this is Josh from Reliance Code, bass player, here with Power Rock Podcast and host Jim Madonna. Crank it up.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe. And friends, today is no different because I have on the line Josh Roach, bassist for the band Reliance Code. Josh, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Josh, I got to tell you, man, I really take this as an honor. I got a hold of a Curtain Call record, and I do a lot of mingling with Angela. I'm very grateful for her because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't heard of you guys.
Man, definitely want to give a shout out to Curtain Call Records and Gigi, Angela. They do great work. Man, they're out there pushing our music every day. We love those guys.
Right on, man.
The album's called Finding Your Way Out, band name Reliance Code. We're everywhere, man. You Google us, you'll find it. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify. We're on Amazon, iTunes, everywhere.
Got it. That's awesome, man. Why don't you go ahead and give us some brief history about yourself? Then we're going to get into that album. So the floor is yours, bro.
All right. We just hit our two-year mark. Our first show was late July 2016, so yeah, we just had that anniversary. We're a hard rock band out of a little small town in eastern Oklahoma. It took us forever to find enough musicians, so we spent a lot of time in the garage just writing these songs. When it started, it was me and Todd, the vocalist. Again, I'm the bass player, and I started out on guitar. And we went through a lot of lineup changes. All bands do. That's kind of what came about. Our naming of the band is, you know, if we want somebody that's going to be in this band, they kind of got to live by this code. They've got to be accountable. They've got to be dependable. They need to have their own vehicle, their own ride. They need to be sober. You might have a few beers, but, you know, you can't go on stage just blitz drunk or on drugs or something. It's kind of like in life's the same. You got to be accountable. You need to be a dependable person. So that's the meaning behind the band name there, just getting that out. But, we kicked around Fort Smith and we started playing Tulsa because that's close to the area. And then we got a couple of good shows at the Sound Room. That's an awesome venue. Got to give a shout out to them. They really supported our band and they liked the music. They listened to us. We were playing around some smaller places in the area and they brought us in. They let us open up for some national acts and that gave us a lot of exposure in the area. And then we got Rocklahoma probably about 4 or 5 months into playing live shows. I mean, just bam, right off the bat. And when we made that Rocklahoma lineup, that's when things started blowing up for us. We started getting better shows in Tulsa. We started getting opportunities to travel. Our numbers started going up a lot. So we just kind of took it and ran. We've had a lot of fun. We've played some great shows. We've opened up for Gemini Syndrome, Texas Hippie Coalition. We made the Blue Ridge Rock Festival the first year they had it in Virginia, and we opened that festival up. Later on that night, there was Edema, Trapped, Texas Hippie Coalition, Sick Puppies, Saliva, Drowning Pool, Scott Stapp, and we played the main stage. That was a blast. And then shortly after that, the Sound Room booked Hell Yeah, and we got to open for them, and that show sold out. And that was all 2017. And 2016, we got a new guitar player, and we've just continued to try and keep pushing on. This year, we started traveling a lot more. We went and played in a lot of different regions, got to play a lot more Oklahoma City shows. We went down into Texas. We went to Louisiana. Yeah, we're just traveling, trying to push our music out now.
That's awesome, man. Let me ask you, what do you think is one of your most memorable shows?
Man, there's three that stick out. Rocklahoma, that was just insane. We were not on the main stage or even the second or the third stage. We were on stage number four, but that place is so big. I mean, there's so many fans. It was insane. That was a great, great time. And that's like number three. And then that Hell Yeah show, that would be number two. But the Blue Ridge Rock Festival, man, that was great. It was at a vineyard. They had fresh wine that was locally brewed right there at that vineyard. And that lineup I just talked about, I've been listening to Scott Stapp since I was in high school. And to say that we shared the same stage as that dude, that's an honor.
It's pretty cool to be able to hang out and actually perform with some of your idols or some of your mentors. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it's awesome.
It's got to be a rush for you guys because, you know,
what I was going to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but what was cool at that Blue Ridge Rock Festival, we had played with Texas Hippie Coalition 2 times already. And then that Blue Ridge, that had been the 3rd time we got to share the stage with those guys. And I remember it was pretty cool. I was just walking through and, you know, I seen the singer, Big Daddy Rich. He's out there hanging out, you know, got his shirt off. He's just catching a breeze, right, being a cool dude. And he hollers at me and he's like, "Hey, that bass player from Reliance Code needs to turn down." All I could hear was the bass. I was like, "Oh my gosh, he knows who I am."
That's cool stuff. Let's go ahead and let's get to the album, Finding Your Way Out.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first track I'd like to talk about is called Come Alive. Could you give us some brief history about that song?
Yeah. You know, I kept pushing Todd. It wasn't one of the first songs we had. We had several songs and they were all kind of downers, you know? And I kept telling Todd, I'm like, "Dude, I want a fun song. I want a party song, something that people want to have a good time, ride the back roads and drink some beer and, you know, party. And that's what I want." And I kept asking and asking. And I remember he came back and he's like, "Hey, man, I got it. You're going to like this one." And he already had all the lyrics. Him and Shane had gone away and wrote it. But it's about just when you're coming out of high school and you're just kind of experiencing getting drunk for the first time.
Right.
You know, it starts off, hit the wall, I'm about to fall on right my up. Knees, I'm going to crawl. And it's like, man, okay, we've all been there.
Right, exactly. Well,
so,
you know,
yeah, that's what it's about.
There is a specific favorite that is on your album, and I'll tell you about that when we get to it. But I'm going to tell you what, bro. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Come Alive with Reliance Code on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
The shot, pop some things, yeah, what you got? Now it's time to go and rave, best not get in my way. Not gonna fight tonight, just want to live my life. One more chance to finally come alive. Come on, let's have some. Yeah.
Welcome back. We are with Josh Roach. And Josh, man, what a great tune, man. I mean, during the lyrics, the good times, the bad times, you know, just great stuff, man. Outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Has there ever been a point in your life where you had lost the interest in playing? And if so, what did you do to rekindle your passion for it?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I first picked up a guitar, I was in my mid-20s, and then I had my first kid. I started a family, and the guitar just kind of sat in the corner for a bit. Yeah, I'd pick it up and play, but I'd never really been in a band before. But whenever I first picked up a guitar, me and my cousins, we'd all sit around and play, and we'd just learn covers. I started writing originals. We'd play for our buddies and our family. And like I said, I met my wife, started a family, raising kids. That's a full-time job. Three beautiful kids, lovely wife. Somewhere along the way, you know, the kids, they start getting a little older, want to run off and go do stuff. And I started having more free time. And, man, I was picking up the guitar, kept picking it up and playing. I never stopped playing. I started playing that Rocksmith video game. I don't know if there's any fans of that, but it's an actual video game you can plug your guitar into. And once I started playing that game and being able to play along with a band, I just kept thinking, I got to do something. I got to play in a band. This is way so much fun. It's more fun to play with a group of guys than it is to just sit in the corner and play solo, you know?
Sure.
For me, it is.
Let me ask you another question here, man. In your opinion, what defines a successful record?
You know, really, honestly, when you're done as an individual, you've recorded it, you sit down and listen to it, and you are happy with the product, and you're successful. I mean, you can go on and listen to it for the rest of your life and screw what everybody else has to say. Now, if other people like it, then damn, that you're really successful. If you can go to and play that in a live setting, and people will come see your show and buy that CD, then I think that's successful. That's right. That's it right there. I mean, not everybody's going to blow up and be the next number one band and make millions, but damn, if you're making music and people want to come see you play and they're willing to pay, that's successful.
Great answer, man. The next song I'd like to talk about is called Never Bring Me Down. Could you give us some history on that one?
Yeah, some of it's about looking at what's going on in the world right now. You know, just having to sit back and watch what's going on. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Don't let nothing get you down. Just always stay positive.
Sometimes just the simple answers sum it up. Never Bring Me Down with Reliance Code. Crank it up.
Just let me find my way. And I won't back down, no more.
are back with Josh Roach. Also, man, there's a that is your official video, from what I understand. Correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah, you can find that on YouTube. We've got an artist channel. That's the first one we did that's legit. We had a couple of lyric videos that we had somebody else do. And the other videos that are up there, that's just me trying to learn video editing software and using the photos that all the awesome photographers that come and take pictures of us. And I'm just putting that out there as something. So we've got our songs on YouTube.
Right on. Now, earlier you had, you know, stated that when I asked you the question about losing the interest in playing and how did you get it back? And then we talked about there was a big difference between sitting there and just playing the guitar, being back in a band again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a certain magic that happens.
Okay. But which leads me to this question. What was that defining moment in your life that made you want to become a musician?
Oh, I remember exactly. I'd sit around and play video games all the time, and I'd put the background noise in the video game. And I grew up very close with my cousins. I come from a Choctaw family, and we're all very close-knit. So me and my cousins, we grew up together, and we still are spending time together. And we'd sit around and drink beer on the weekends, and I'd play video games. And at some point, they'd say, hey, you mind turning that music off? We're going to play some music. And they would start playing together, and I'd see how much fun they had playing. And I'd turn the game off, and I'd say, screw it, I'll sing. And I'm not a good singer. And but it's still fun, you know, even if you're no good. If there's nobody there watching you and you're singing, and it's one thing to play along to karaoke, but it's another thing to be able to play the instruments and play that song close enough that people know what's going on.
You know, it's kind of funny you said that, man, because, you know, in my studio, you know, I'll crank up a tune, you know, that I know word for word, you know, and I'll sing it out loud and have had my wife stand behind me and listen to me sing, and she tapped me on the shoulder and she would say, shut up. Because my wife is an amazing vocalist. Her voice is just beautiful. And I wish she could have done something with that. However, audio software could not fix my fucking voice. There's just no way.
Better the vocalist, the pickier their ear is.
Right, exactly. All right, man. The next track, which is my favorite song, is called Rise Up. How about some history on that one, brother?
Okay, yeah. That, you know, that one really tells the whole album in a nutshell. Todd, the vocalist, he got into a little bit of trouble like everybody does once you get out into the world. And he got into his own addictions, and it's about battling your inner demons. That's what the whole album's about, other than Come Alive and Dirty Girl. Those are just kind of some good times, different stuff going on. But other than that, the entire album, Finding Your Way Out, is basically what it just what I said, finding your way out of addictions and whatever demons or depression or whatever's getting you down. Everybody's got that stuff that gets you down. Anybody that's been through that, this is their song.
Absolutely.
You can relate.
What we're going to do is we're going to crank this one up to 11. So here it is, man. Rise Up with Reliance Code on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Hollow to the core, fighting this eternal war. Can't do this alone. Complicating everything.
Great tune, that song, you know, Rise Up, Man, Brother. I mean, you know, I can relate to that song on so many levels. You know, I prefer not to get into it. I can feel it. It touched my heart. And when rock and roll can touch your heart and be real, that's what it's all about. When you can relate to that moment that somebody is singing about something, as he's singing the song, he's talking about me. And everything about the song is just really amazing.
Thank you. Like I said, anytime you make music and other people like it, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Let me ask you this. What makes Reliance Code's music unique?
You know, just doing our own thing. We didn't set out to try and sound like Led Zeppelin or not to knock anybody, but, you know, we didn't set out to try and sound like anybody else. We just did what we wanted to do. We're all doing this because we wanted to make good music. You know, if you're going to sit down and learn an instrument and then pay to have it recorded, you know, are you going to go take half-ass product? I mean, I don't know.
Right. It's just some of the shit that goes on in the music industry just does not make sense. But you know what, Josh? I want to give you my opinion about something. I'm 51 years old, okay? I'm still listening basically to the same music that when I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that people today are afraid of change because there's bands out there like Reliance Code. There's Swedish bands that are absolutely fucking amazing. There are many amazing bands out there, and they're not given the time of day. And I really think that the music industry is so fucked up, it's so twisted, it's so corrupt, it's a total shame, because you guys, bands like yourself, should be the mainstream. You know, you should be the headline act. You shouldn't have to be warming up. Some people need to be warming up for you. That's my opinion.
Well, you know, honestly, something that I didn't know getting into this, but I know it now. It's a pay-to-play system when you talk about charting a number one hit, not even number one. Let's talk about breaking into the top 50. You got to pay this program director and that program director and another one. And you know, that's no different. The days of Elvis, I'm sure, you know, they'd go to a radio station and slip the guy a couple $100 and that's how you get on the radio. It's no different. I'm not knocking them. But if your band doesn't have all that money to go and put into getting chart topping single, then you're not going to get heard. There's an overpopulation of really, really good bands out there. They're just trying to get famous, then you're in it for the wrong reason.
Right, and what those bands are doing is you know, is that there's such great bands that are, you know, playing smoke-filled bars for, you know, a $5 cover fee, hoping that they can sell their merchandise at the door just to pay for fucking gas money to get to the gig. And I just don't think it's right. That's just my opinion.
Well, you know, there's a lot of big bands out there that you don't even know it, but they're still working 9-to-5 job, and they take off for 2 or 3 months. But rock and roll's, it's a hard gig right now. You know, we're not out here doing this to try and make a living. It'd be great, you know, if all of a sudden something catches fire and people hear our music, that'd be awesome.
Right. If you were actually trying to, you know, do it as a living, you would starve to death. You would lose your home. You would lose everything you have because it's not because you're not good musicians. It's because it ain't happening, man. it's just the world.
Well, yeah, bands our size right now, you know, if we're going to go play and be a full-time band, we're going to go play on weekdays. And weekdays, people will only go and see established bands on weekdays. So you're beating your head against a brick wall.
Right on. All right, man, now that we got that cleared up, the next track I'd like to talk about is called Fight for Life. How about some history on that song?
Oh, like I said, you know, and Rise Up, it's all about overcoming the demons. The entire album, aside from those two stray songs, is pretty much about overcoming those demons. And when the silence breaks, when you hit that bottom point, are you going to give up? Or are you going to fight for your life?
So here it is, man. Fight for life with Reliance Code. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast. We're going to go ahead and get ready to close the show, but I want to ask you one more question. What type of legacy, or how do you want to be remembered by your friends, fans, and fans when you pass on?
Man, that's a deep question right there. Honestly, that's something I've never even thought about. When it comes to music, I want to make a positive contribution. I love that our band is a band that's singing about bringing up good positive changes, you know. I just want to be something that makes people happy. You know, our music, people like it. And just to make a positive impact on society, I'd be happy with that.
That's a great answer, man. And Josh, we're going to go ahead and close it out now, man. And what I'd like to, say in closing is that I truly wish you guys the utmost success, man, in all that you do. And if you don't mind, I like to use the word pray. I ask God that, you know, he just keeps cover over you guys and keeps pointing you in the right direction. You keep moving forward in the industry and in your personal lives. Truly thank you for this opportunity.
Man, I thank you for that. That means a lot. And I, I feel the same way, man. I want nothing but the best for you, and I'd love to see you have some better stuff with your health going on, and I want nothing for the best for you, man.
Man,
I appreciate that.
I greatly appreciate those kind words. There you have it, an interview with Josh Roach of Reliance Code.
We're gonna play. Hey, man, I had a good time. Crank it.
That's it, man. I am your host, Jim Madonna. What we're going to do is we're going to play one more tune. This one here is called Taking Control. Peace.